All right, hello, hello. People still joining? I'm gonna wait a minute before I start talking. You guys can hear me, right? See, no is pretty good, but I'm gonna train you guys. Eventually, one day, you will all know when the FC says, "Hey, mic check," instead of saying "Hi, Mike," or "Yeah, it works," just say nothing. If the entire fleet says nothing and the FC starts, tapping his headset and fiddling with his wires, that is when you have ascended. That is the moment you will have known that as a fleet, you came together and you did something that matters. Something that will be remembered in life. All right, seems to be stabilized. I'm gonna start talking. So this is the Eve is Good edition of the Fireside. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm gonna do some housekeeping first. We'll talk about wait, what are those R's, Teriel? What kind of R is that with the little accent over it? How did you do that? Sorry, I got really distracted by that R. All right, so let's do some housekeeping while everyone copies and pastes. This is the weird R in Elysium. Did you guys know that the BRM, the Bounty Risk Modifier, is now stuck at 100? They have made it. You guys are blowing my mind. I'm gonna have to look away from Elysium. The R's are distracting me. Do you guys know what a pirate's favorite sock is? Anyone know that one? It's Argyle. All right. So, did you know that we offer SRP on Myrmps, Myrmidons, Procurers, and Porpoises? So you can actually rat and get SRP'd. Atrum is doing a program. It has not actually been turned off, but we haven't really been talking about it because no one's been ratting. But with the BRMs now at 100, you can rat and get SRP'd. There you go. Ranger linked it. Thank you so much. We don't do extra SRP, but some corps do. So you can talk to your corp and see if they want to do it. All right. This is a concern that people came to me with, that some of the new Citizen squads have been doing their own CI. They were asking you to introduce, your ESI and have them run it. We've talked to them. They'll no longer be asking for your keys and tokens. If they need counterintelligence, they can come through us. So I know that was a concern for some of you, and that's been handled. We want to respect everyone's privacy as best we can. So I'm going to be talking about these new Citizen squads later on, but that's something that we handled for, and I wanted to get out to you guys who were concerned about it. All right, and the last bit of bookkeeping that we need to do is I need to tell you guys that capitals should not be on public contracts in Delve, not even 1DQ. No capitals on public contracts. This has been a rule for a long time. Our enforcement may have slacked a bit in the past, but it's going to be coming down pretty hard on your corpse. They can be fined if you list a capital, so and then you might be kicked. So please do not list capitals on public contracts. All capitals, no supers, no carriers, no dreads, no nothing. All right, let us talk about Eve being good. There have been a lot of people like coming back, a lot of people showing up who are excited about Eve, and I also am excited. CCP is making good changes. Dude, you guys are waking me out. I'm just closing Elysium for now. I'm gonna look away. I have been really pleased to see what CCB's done in the last few weeks. They have shown that they are still making important changes to the game, that they're going to address concerns. Obviously, this has not been the case for the last year or two, and I'm happy to see that it is now. We have had there's been some people like, well, they haven't fixed everything. Yes, I agree. They have not fixed everything. But that's not what I'm asking for. I'm asking that they do well and they attempt to do things, and that's what they're doing. There is new hacks. Did you guys see this yet? Have you seen like what's happening? I'm clicking back into Elysium. They're better about me a bunch of weird shit. Okay, there's a bunch of weird shit. Arr. Okay. So they're changing hacks entirely. Munins are being totally changed. Munins are a missile ship now. They're not artillery ships anymore. This is a rework of a hax. The Serb has been killed. As an alliance ship, the Serb is totally dead. So if you have Serbs, you can turn them into a solo boat once the actual patch hits. But they are dead as an alliance ship right now. Jirai, we have an alpha fleet. It's called Elite, so it's basically the same thing. So does this mean that we are getting rid of hacks? No. Keep training Heavy Assault Cruiser 5. That was probably the best train in the world for the last 3 years, and we are not getting rid of hacks, although the hulls may change. There are some new viable hulls, and some hulls have stayed good, like the Eagle is still good. I doubt we'll be leaving that, but we could see Sacrilegious, we could see Zealots, we could see Ishtars, and we could see Deimoses. Those are all options that we'll be considering. And right now we have two hacks. We could go up to carrying three if we wanted to. Also, there's a lot more likely that we bring a command ship fleet in. Those are options. So we're looking at a new command ship fleet. We're looking at new hack fleets. And right now we'll probably stick with tech fleet for our battleships. A lot of you have invested in that. But with the price of faction battleships going down, we might go to all TFIs. Like, we might go straight TFIs instead of regular Tempest as well. So there are a lot of options. I'm really excited. I know a lot of you kind of, what do we call them? Fit heads, people who like to go into PIFA and build things. I've been talking to a bunch of you about, like, oh, this new build. What about this kind of build for a ship? If you go to the PIFA website, there are, nerds is a good thing. PIFA has a new build with all the new updated things, so you can go play and look at the updated hacks in the dev PIFA build, even before the patch is released. So basically, look for new ships on the horizon, new doctrines. I talked to Atrium earlier, and we're having a lot more people show up on Goomwaffa PAPS. That's one where we track overall Alliance participation. It seems like Goomwaffa almost always tracks the Alliance as far as participation, and our PAPS are way up in Goomwaffa right now, which indicates to us that people are getting involved. And then on top of that, we have a lot of people ratting. I think you guys have been, if you've been involved, you've heard me talk about home defense. There have been a lot of fun home defense stuff going on. Here's something I want to talk about. This is important. Please, 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 please do not get your pride involved in like a perfect home defense roster. There are 770 people in Elysium right now. And I mean, let's just say a quarter of you are just idiots, just absolute morons. So X up in Elysium if you are a moron. There you go. There's a lot of you Xing. And guess what? The people who aren't Xing are actually probably the real morons. So with this many dumb people, there are going to be people who lose their ships because they have the wrong fit. They don't speak on comms. They say the wrong thing. They don't notice the Sino inhib. Or they just get nervous. Like, remember, a lot of us have a lot of experience. Some of you people have had, some people have had no experience, right? They get really nervous. Like, oh no, there's a bunch of bombers on me. Like, they tighten up, right? You can hear in their voice. They're like, there's bombers on me. How many? I don't know, a lot, right? Is there a Sino inhib? No, but it is. Like, when we're doing home defense, please do not get like your pride hurt because we lose a Wyvern. That's going to happen. I've been doing home defense for 10 years, and I have seen a lot of people die. If you start taking pride in the fact that a group of how many thousand people do we have here? Many thousands of people never loses a ship. You will quickly lose your pride. It's not something to worry about. Have your fun, go out there, shoot whatever people have. If someone loses a Wyvern and you're going to kill bombers, you didn't lose anything. You got to kill bombers. That's kills for you. So I just want to talk about that because we are not an elite PvP group. We let anyone in the door, really, as long as they can check some tick boxes and aren't, you know, very obvious spies. So it's something I've been talking to some newer leadership types about recently, is that, you know, they want to run it super well, and they do that very well. But you know, you're only as strong as your weakest link. There's always going to be dumb people. We save way more people than we lose, but don't get your pride hooked up in like these kind of results. Take pride in how well you execute things. If you want to get involved, the kind of things we can use, especially from defense, are just people being there. But we really love to have people who are set up with their own synos, who are ready to go at a moment's notice, that get in system, that are proactive. Like, if you could be that kind of person, then we want you. That's very good stuff. All right, so I've talked about new hacks. I've talked about our participation being way up. I'm going to talk about new SIGs and squads. I got three that I want to highlight. We got Kraken Cruisers, who their main focus right now, they're in NPC Delve. They're fighting Mohist. I'm told they're having a lot of fun over there. So that's one new group. You can check them out. Another new group is SWAT. SWAT is they've been focusing on Black Ops drops, home defense, and having a not a very good name. And then the third group is an oldie, but it's under new leadership. That is Bomber Waffa. If you like to bomb, Bomber Waffa is getting kickstarted, so please look into joining them. Those are three groups that if you want to get involved with, if you want to work harder, and you want to work smarter, then check them out and see what you like. And like I mentioned earlier, they have stopped doing their own CI, so they will not be asking you for ESI or anything like that. So I know that was holding a couple of people back, and that's been taken care of. All right, I've got a few minutes for questions, and that's what I wanted to talk about. So if you guys got questions, throw them in Elysium, and I will answer them. And also, we have 420 people in the fireside. That is the weed number. So you know, congratulations. What are you guys talking about orcas for? Scouts. Yeah, that's a great point, Heidi. Scouts is something that's really important. It's extremely important in wartime. If you want to be helpful, being a scout is one of the most helpful things you can do. Yes, you can bring your Drake Vladislav. Contracts from PH bad, right? Probably. Ooh, they had 69 in local. That's the sex number. Oh man, we are so cool with our number. Yeah, I'm watching this right now, and it is very painful. I'm actually taking questions when I normally would be back to watching the game, because I just don't want to watch this terrible game. If we change Tech Fleet, would we keep Napox? I don't know, Guy Games. Right now, we're not looking to change the Battleship Fleet, so I don't think there will be any big changes there. So you can hold up your Napox. Battle Orca Fleet. I just don't know about the Battle Orca Fleet. I've watched the first two episodes of House of the Dragon, Mifune. I'm going to finish it. I watched all of Rings of Power. I would highly recommend you don't watch it if you are a Lord of the Rings fan. It is pretty fucking terrible. Rings of Power is so bad. Did Aerith quit Eve? Yeah, like 3 years ago. Did Kosacek rage quit? I wouldn't say rage quit. I would say that he did step down. I'm going to talk to him later, so I don't want to characterize it too much. But you know, I think that some of my discussion about you know not letting home defense upset you might have generated from that. So I'm going to talk to him, and have a discussion about you know all that stuff a little later. What are we going to trade for TFIs? Just regular Tempests. I'm a Lord of the Rings fan, and I love Rings of Power. Hey, if you enjoyed it, good for you. I don't actually, you know, doesn't hurt me if you liked it. That's good. My mom is one of those people. Like, I have like really expensive audio video equipment, like mostly audio. I got some relatively expensive speakers and amplifiers and that kind of thing, and I'm pretty picky about the kind of sound I listen to. My mom can listen to like a $5 boombox, and she thinks it sounds exactly the same, and that's better. It's better that she can have a $5 boombox and hear no difference to a $5,000 sound system. That's the actual better thing. So if you're enjoying it, good. Logan, you might have missed me at EVE Vegas, but I did miss getting COVID, so it's sort of a win-win. Guy Games, love Battlestar Galactica. Yeah. All right, I'm checking for anything else. I don't think my mom was a breakdancer in the 80s. She was an archaeologist, if that's helpful. BP, no, we haven't chosen. excuse me, we haven't chosen any new hacks. So train heavy assault cruisers 5, and then get your cruiser skills up to 5, but we don't have one yet. Well, Dominic's Navy's probably not burning. I don't think that they're good in a fleet role, but it depends on the cost. If these faction navy ships get put down to a relatively low price, then we can consider all of them. Ramble, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. Vargr Paladin Doctrine. Right now, We're not looking at marauders. Maybe command ships. I don't think marauder doctrines can work at alliance scale, if any. Like, you have to have total cap superiority, and so could we use them for a home defense doctrine? We could. But the people who use those doctrines now, they only bring them out when they know they have utter cap superiority and they have no chance of failing. And the few times they have brought them out where they didn't have that, they got absolutely smacked. You'll note that you haven't seen any paladins being used since they were all lost. Not all of them, but since many of them were lost unceremoniously in X-Tac 70. It's just such a it's such a finicky doctrine, and we prefer to have a little bit more generalist overall wide usage. Terrio, what happened to the quarterly propaganda gimmick? So yeah, I started that, Terrio, and then I had a bunch of stuff go south in my personal life, in not a good way, that's still affecting me currently. And basically I was the only one pushing that, and since I wasn't here, it didn't happen. It's something I want to do again. I did think it was a fun idea, but it hasn't been high on my priority list. There's been a lot of stuff going on in the Alliance and in Eve, and personally for me as well. So I haven't had the time for that kind of more fun stuff that I would like to have. I don't know what anything about Fozzie is, right? I think Fozzie is actually a pretty fine developer now. I think, like, when he started, maybe his head wasn't exactly attuned to the right wavelength for the average player, but I think he's figured it out. He's been doing this now for what, 8 years? I know FozzieSoft sucks, but don't hold one thing the guy did right when he started working 8 years ago against him to this day. I'm pretty sure that if he could redo it, he would too.
I was around a long time ago, and like FozzieSoft hit in 2015, right? But like, there's this rumor that he just made it up all on his own, but that's not really correct, right? Ideas that played into how FozzieSoft eventually went down, that stuff was getting debated out on Kugutsumin as early as 2011, right? People were talking about how much Dominion Sov sucked very early, right? So he definitely like got the name, right, and got a lot of the blame, but it certainly is not the full story.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. He got too much of the blame and probably too much of the credit. It had it gone the other way, right? Yeah, thanks, Serial. Okay. Anything else? At me right now if you got something. Otherwise, I'm gonna dip out of here. I think we've covered a lot of stuff. I'm pretty excited about Eve. I'm glad to see that you guys are too. We had more people on the fireside this week than last week by about almost 100 people, and our participation's been way up. Alpha clones are still a thing. Good question, BP. Please join the Alpha Clone Corp. My favorite anime is DuckTales. Life is like a hurricane, my friend. SRP for Lost Riding Supers? No, sir. All right, cool. Looks like those are the end of the questions. Thank you guys so much. It is a very, very exciting time in Eve. First time I can say that in the last few years, since the war, really. So I'm glad you guys are here, and I will talk to you all next week, if not before then. Have a good weekend.